normally you'd start off a season catching skate. You catch it, you'd go out to sea in the morning, catch your herring, bait your lines, go out and shoot them, and then go back and haul your lines in the afternoon. And that's what you do. And then, of course, they always said that if you had a bucket of soles for Trinity Fair, you know, it was a good sign for fishing. And they, about then, it's all to do with water temperatures and that. When the cod go, and a skate, not mind water, but cod ain't too keen. And it's all to do with temperatures and things like that and the wind. And, of course, then you'll change over, pull your boots up, paint them up, scrub them up, and then by the time you'd done that, it was time to go trawling. June, and then you'd keep trawling, and then, of course, you'd keep trawling till the autumn herring turned up, you see? And then you'd go herring catching, and then if you got a baler full of sprats in end of October, November, that was a good sign for Lord Mayor's Day. That was a good sign that you're going to have a sprat in season. Now, this is the season that counted, because sprats were then, they used to pay all the bills off and buy all the nets at that time, buy new nets and that. Well, they used to do this, and of course they'd got to dip them in linseed oil and that, and of course the best nets you could buy then was Egyptian cotton. They'd last longer. And then, of course, normally the weather was bad after sprat and Christmas time, a lot of them would go cutting reeds for thatching, and some of them would go eel pritching fields because there's cold water and the eels would be in the mud, and they'd go eel pritching. And that sort of 1947, that was so cold, they were cutting reeds and they were having sacks and sacks of eels for the London market, and they done exceptionally well in 1947 winter. And that's what you're doing. You make your own nets, you mend your own nets, and you've practically done everything yourself. That was a cottage industry.